Welcome back to the Florida History Podcast. I'm Carter Krishnire. On the previous episode of the Forts in Florida series, we talked about Fort Pickens, and we actually discussed Fort Pickens extensively in the previous episode before that, which was on Fort Barrancas. Now, after the 1870s, when all of the forts around Pensacola, Fort Pickens, Fort Barrancas, and Fort McCree, were deemed obsolete, a new system was created in terms of protecting Pensacola and Pensacola Bay. And Secretary of War William Endicott, in the 1880s, this is the time where Reconstruction is over and the United States is looking toward threats from abroad, studied and proposed a plan to build concrete batteries in what is now Gulf Islands National Seashore, adjoining Fort Pickens. So between 1887 and 1896, there were ports, harbors, naturally defensible bodies of water all over the country that were designated as areas where batteries needed to be built and fortifications needed to be reinforced. Pensacola Bay was one of these. And what was recommended was Santa Rosa Island and Fort Pickens, which was thought to be completely obsolete, was in decent enough condition to build upon for the next generation of fortifications. So by 1898, the first set of fortifications were ready, just in time for the Spanish-American War, which involved Florida quite heavily for obvious reasons, proximity to Cuba. The first two batteries were Battery Cullum and Battery Sevier, which were completed in 1898 and were armed with four 10-inch rifled cannons on disappearing carriages. Both batteries had their own control equipment and were able to be managed from the actual location, which was very important at that point. And these batteries were looking out over the water. This initial battery was built just west of Fort Pickens. The batteries at Sevier and Cullum were afforded a new power station in the early 1920s, but by the 1930s, the War Department, which was a predecessor of the Department of Defense, realized the batteries were outdated, and coastal fortifications all over the country were becoming obsolete. But remember, this was a time where the American public and the political culture was built around isolationism and a view quite disturbingly in hindsight, from my personal perspective, my opinion, that we needed to turn inward. This was also during the Great Depression. So a lot of the work did not get done in time. A lot of the rebuilding of these fortifications did not get done in time. World War II is in progress in 1943, and Sevier and Cullum were armed with 3-inch rapid fire guns and were useful during the coastal defenses in World War II from that point on. Now, there were other batteries around Fort Pickens that were completed at various times. Let's talk about Battery Van Zwieringen, which was completed right after the end of the Spanish-American War, Battery Worth, and Battery Pensacola. Battery Pensacola was actually constructed right outside of Fort Pickens, really the on the grounds of Fort Pickens, but just outside one of the walls. Now, the loss of this wall allowed Fort Battery Pensacola to be fired over what would have been, or through what would have been the wall, and give added protection to the rest of Fort Pickens. Battery Worth was constructed to hold 8 12-inch mortars. And those mortars continued to be used until World War II. And that was a very, very useful battery. In 1904, two batteries were added in what is now Gulf Islands National Seashore, Fort Pickens area, at the very edge of Santa Rosa Island. So this is, when you drive out of Fort Pickens, if you're at the visitor center, you're at the fort, and you drive as far west as you can get, and you can only drive 5 or 10 miles per hour on the island, but you then make a curve at the end of the island, and you're going to begin to come back east. But at the very edge of the island are two batteries that were added at this time, which were Batteries Truman and Batteries Payne. And they were both designed with submarine warfare in mind. And they were batteries right there at kind of the opening of the channel to go into Pensacola Bay. If you look directly across, you can see Perdido Key, which is on the other side, and the entrance to Perdido Key is where Big Lagoon State Park is. Well, actually, if you're into nature, one of the better state parks in West Florida. And so, this was a very strategic location, and it had the idea, the conception of it was about targeting submarines and aiding in submarine warfare and minesweeping, which was a little different than the other batteries that were designed in the area at the fort. Another battery that was designed was Battery Cooper. And Battery Cooper was constructed south of Battery Worth, again on Santa Rosa Island in what is now Gulf Islands National Seashore. And this battery got stripped in 1917 once the United States entered World War I and the guns were sent off to help fight on the front in France. Battery Langdon was another battery that actually, if you want a great place to walk to the beach in Gulf Islands National Seashore now, stop at Battery Langdon, make the walk. It's a beautiful, beautiful view of white sand beaches, which, of course, is very unique to the Gulf Coast and to West Florida. Battery Langdon was reinforced in during World War II. And had state-of-the-art guns. That's why it looks a little more modern than some of the other batteries when you check it out, or appears more modern. There were two other batteries that were unnamed that were constructed on Santa Rosa Island in this period, also during World War II, with very not modern modern-looking batteries. I apologize to our listeners. They are numbered. I cannot recall what the numbers are. I've been to all of them. I've extensively traveled through this part of Santa Rosa Island in the Pensacola area. So all these batteries are built around Fort Pickens, which makes Fort Pickens even more critical in the course of American history than just around the Civil War. Most of these seacoast fortifications become completely obsolete and unnecessary after World War II. Let's face it, the batteries around Santa Rosa Island, the batteries in Pensacola were no different than what the Nazis built in Normandy, which obviously it was very difficult amphibious landing for the British and the Americans and the Allied forces in on D-Day, but they overwhelmed those coastal batteries and the Atlantic Wall that the Nazis had built. So at this point, the Defense Department, which was formed in 1947, the War Department was folded into it, thinks that these things are obsolete, and all of the batteries, in addition to Fort Pickens, were deactivated at some point in the 1940s, in the late 1940s, early 1950s. And then, as we've said on a previous podcast, Gulf Coast Island National Seashore was formed in the early 1970s, is administered by the National Parks Division. All of these batteries, Fort Pickens and Fort Barrancas, are part of Gulf Islands National Seashore. So while the name may appear to be just a beach, and trust me, I was fooled for years by it also. I thought, okay, this is odd that this is managed by the National Park Service. We're all familiar with Canaveral National Seashore, which is amazing. You should check that out, too. But there aren't the number of historic structures preserved in Canaveral National Seashore and the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge, which adjoins it in Brevard County. There isn't that. I assumed this was kind of the same for years, and then finally realized, oh, wow, Fort Pickens is there, Fort Barrancas is there. And then you go to Fort Pickens and you learn about all these other batteries. So much recommended. I know for many in Florida, Pensacola is out of the way. But if you're interested in one of the most continuous sites of American history unfolding in Florida, talking about from, obviously there's history around the Siege of Pensacola in 1707 and the Battle of Pensacola in 1781 and the American Revolution. But in terms of within Gulf Islands National Seashore, from effectively the Seminole War period all the way through World War II, there's few better places in Florida. The only other places in Florida that have that much continuous American history, talking about colonial history, it really are the forts and the keys and some of the things around Key West. So fantastic recommendation for a place to go. Anyway, thank you for listening, and we will be back with you next week.